WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tonight and tomorrow night, Ted Turner's TBS Network is presenting a documentary that our TV critic David Bianculli swears is fascinating and exciting, though even he admits it's a tough sell.
It sounds more like a Saturday Night Live skit than a real program. It's a nature documentary, not about animals, but about plants. And it's 6 hours long. Also, it's hosted and narrated by one of those British guys who whisper all the time, like he's broadcasting a golf match, or doesn't want to make enough noise to wake up the plants, or the viewers. But don't touch that dial, because The Private Life of Plants is the best documentary I've seen all year. First of all, the show's host and writer is David Attenborough, who's the best there is at exploring and explaining nature on TV. He speaks softly, yeah, but he also speaks so naturally and enthusiastically that it's like he's whispering secrets. Which, in a way, he is, because what he has to say about plants is absolutely amazing. Here he is standing in a Carolina marsh to find and taste the nectar of a long tubular plant called a trumpet pitcher. And at the same time, to explain what the plant itself likes to taste.
These spectacular trumpets may look like flowers, but of course they're not. Though, in a sense, this bright yellow top to them serves the same purpose as a petal. It's an advertisement of a delicious reward, and the reward itself is under here. Sweet nectar. But if an insect comes to collect it and strays into the mouth of the trumpet, then it's doomed.
Now, because most plants don't do much, at least in real time, The Private Life of Plants gets around that particular production problem by using various technical tricks. They use fiber optic cameras to get underground and inside plants. They use magnified sound and monster movie music to enhance the drama. And, most brilliantly of all, they use time-lapse photography and telescope days and weeks into seconds so we can see how nature works and moves in its own good time. When Attenborough shows that, the results are incredible. Vines of ivy become serial killers, reaching out and choking everything they come across. A forest fire or a suddenly fallen tree results in upheaval that seems almost political, with various plants fighting furiously to claim new territory and fight off neighboring invaders. In Attenborough's hands, and in this TV show, mold becomes a hero of sorts, working with an old tree to help it survive, even as the spreading mold consumes its core. Sped up furiously, the fungi looks ominous. But Attenborough, who's a fungi himself, sees it as natural surgery, eating away the dead parts of a still viable giant oak.
Fungi are neither animals nor plants. They're fundamentally different from either. They can dissolve all kinds of substances, rock, metal, even plastic. But most notably, they consume the bodies of plants. And these bracket fungi eat trees. We tend to notice them only when they produce spectacular structures like these, their fruiting bodies. Spores fall from their underside in astronomical numbers, millions a minute. So fungal spores exist pretty well everywhere.
Radio can't do this show justice. You have to see the images for yourself. If you've seen any of Attenborough's other work, like Trials of Life or The Living Planet, I know you'll be watching. But if you've never seen this guy, who's a natural teacher in every sense of the word, give him 10 minutes, any 10 minutes of this 6-hour documentary. I guarantee you'll be astounded by something and hooked for the rest of the way. My 11-year-old son, looking at Attenborough at the base of a giant sequoia, gave it a highly approving one-word review. Awesome. Not only did that word fit the occasion perfectly, but when it comes to describing the private life of plants, I couldn't come up with a better word myself. Awesome it is. And then some.
David Bianculli writes about television for the New York Daily News. He reviewed The Private Life of Plants, shown tonight and Tuesday on TBS.